There you go, born ready.
Born ready. Almost born, almost ready. Welcome to Spiritual Sense. Today we're diving into the news. All this toxic news, all this chaos, looks like the world's falling apart. Is the world really falling apart? How to deal with the barrage, the endless onslaught of negative news and propaganda and various chaotic information and false information and misinformation, disinformation. You can't get away from it. Even if you never watch the news, someone else will tell you about the news. So
that's what happens to me.
Exactly. All right, no, not anymore. Someone's going to come and say, you'll never guess what just happened, right? So how can you deal with this situation? How can you discern what's true and what's false? Is it even possible to tell the difference? We're going to be diving into that today. So welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Shireen.
Hi.
When was the last time you watched the news?
A long time. Yeah. I've consciously stepped away from it.
You were into it in the past, though.
I was very much into it. I was so badly into it that I could, especially geopolitics, especially world politics, I could tell you all the nuances of the Iran nuclear policy, you know, things like that,
right?
Yeah. Okay, what's happening in the South China Sea, and, yeah, you know, like which players are playing in the South China Sea, right, and how, you know, China's, what's happening with, yeah, China and India and Philippines and this and that.
Right.
So that's how detailed I was into it. And one day I woke up and said, nope, done.
What happened?
I felt I was watching body-conscious people first.
Mm-hmm.
And that was influencing me, my body consciousness, mm-hmm, that if I really wanted to become soul conscious, mm-hmm, then I have to really not look at people being so intentionally negative.
Right.
And one. Two is I felt if I'm flooding myself with information of the illusion that is, I'm not saying this is not reality, there is a real war, there are people getting hurt, but on a grander scale, right, if you look at it from up, it's a grand epic movie going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to detach from the movie.
Right, if you can look at it from a bigger scale.
Yes, yes. And so it was just where I was at in my, mm-hmm, spiritual journey, I felt it was better for me not to do it.
Yeah, it's true, because it's negative energy mostly, isn't it?
And then I do it sometimes now.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, someone will show something, yeah, to me. They'll say, oh, look at this, you know, look at the vice presidential candidate,
yeah, exactly,
or,
yeah,
you
check
know,
this thing, yeah,
check this thing out or something. I do look at it, but there's always one caveat I told myself. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You want to hear the secret? That whatever I look at, whoever I look at, even if I don't agree, let's take politics, I think they're the most horrible people in the entire planet Earth, or anything, right? Like someone has done really heinous crimes. Whatever I'm looking at, I have to have good wishes and pure feelings for them. Only then will I look.
Yeah, they don't need more negative energy.
Yeah.
And especially so, the political candidates.
Right.
Like that's probably the most, if you run for office, half the country is going to want you dead, pretty much.
Right. You know, that's in the United States, right?
Yeah.
That's places where we have democracy. Like, say,
right,
you know, United States, India, England, all these places, it's democracy and all of that. But there are many, many places where they're dictatorships and they're doing very bad.
Yeah, maybe.
Like they're doing really bad things for people, you know, they do
nothing they can do, yeah.
And the people can't do anything. The people don't even know that this is all that's happening because
they're told that everything's going great.
Right. So whoever it is,
yeah,
whether it's a dictator, whether it's the most horrible person on the entire planet, it doesn't matter who I am seeing. The only way I'm going to look at them is if I can have good wishes and pure feelings. And that is a conscious choice I've been making. I'm looking at them, I'm having good wishes and pure feelings. If I'm not able to have good wishes and pure feelings, I put it away. The only reason I look at anything now is so I can have good wishes and pure feelings.
Well, congratulations. But yeah, no, it's true. It's a different attitude when we're going to give to the world. Because
yes.
that's the problem with the news, isn't it? The main problem, we're going to go into a lot of problems with the news, but one of the main issues is that there is nothing you can do about nearly all of the news.
Absolutely.
Realistically, like, so if I was to grab my phone, wherever it is, and look at the news now, I could go through, let's say, the top 100 stories and guess how many of them I could personally can make a difference towards. Zero. Maybe one. Possibly, in some very minor, insignificant way that wouldn't, it ends up being zero anyway. But all the rest of them, it's all it's going to do is either reinforce a belief system that I already have, or trigger a belief system, or just be random nonsense that I don't need to know about, that then I think about later on and just takes up my mind. So there's kind of three categories: random nonsense, reinforcing belief systems, or being triggered by things.
Right. But I want our listeners to really try this. Even if you're not able to do for the whole news, right? Just take 5 minutes of any news, YouTube, TV, whatever, you're reading something, whatever, right? Take 5 minutes of your time and just actively give good wishes and pure feelings while you're doing this. Just actively do it. And tell us in the comment section how you feel about this. Like, how do you feel about this exercise? Because you will feel differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not taking anymore, you're giving.
Right.
And so you're not taking in all of the negative vibrations.
No, that makes a big difference. It's a protection from absorbing negative energy.
Right.
One of the things that made me see this differently is David Hawkins has the map of consciousness, which I think is a very interesting thing to have, with the levels of consciousness from 1,000 being enlightenment, all the way down to 0, which is the lowest state. And 200 in his map is the level of integrity, where you can trust. So like someone who's in integrity, like if they could come to your house and they're not going to steal anything, they're not going to steal your car, they're not going to make a mess of things. But there are people who you wouldn't want them in your house because you don't know what they're going to do. And so different companies, different news organizations, they all have different levels of what is the energy field from which they're coming. And nearly all of them, according to his testing, calibrated at 190, which is the level of arrogance, of ego, of self-righteousness. So almost all the news companies, there was a very select few that may have been above that, but not almost like all the mainstream news, everything, it was all basically, it's someone's ego spouting out their poisonous, egotistical opinion about something. And so whatever they're talking about, the actual energy of it is ego, is arrogance, right? So it just reinforces the arrogance within ourselves, or it triggers something, and that's why there's so much nastiness going on between the different factions of whatever it is, that whether it's politics or some sports or anything, because it's coming from a negative place in the first place. So that's one of the problems with the news, is that
right.
We absorb toxic energy.
Yeah, so to give, then you don't absorb.
Yeah, then you give blessings. Yeah.
Yes. And the second one is, recently I asked people in the meditation center to do this exercise, is if you, in the United States, right, so if you're a Republican, you watch Democratic news channels. Like if you're a Republican, you would watch MSNBC or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a Democrat, then you would watch Fox News. And just for half an hour, watch either of, depending on which, you have to watch the opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, the exercise is you have to watch it with neutrality.
Yeah, don't get triggered.
Yeah, don't get, with neutral, right?
Yeah.
They are doing their thing and they're saying their thing, but you have to think neutral. I'm neutral, I'm impartial, I'm just watching this person like I'm watching a movie, I'm watching this person say things.
Yeah.
So like totally neutral, you have to bring yourself to a neutral place and watch. Try this.
Yeah, it's a fun experiment.
Right, just try this and you will see that how much of a difference being neutral makes in your life.
It's a wonderful practice. Actually, on the way over here on the plane, I get these magazines. One was called, it had an article about the different political positions and the brain. And one of the things it talks about is that in America, the Democrats and the Republicans, their top 20 news sources, top 20, are all different. And that's really concerning. So like the Democrats, they have 20 sources of news, main 20. None of those 20 are the same as the Republicans' 20.
I know, right? Totally silos.
Like that's really quite concerning. Do you know what I mean? 20, not like
you just go into a silo and then everyone is, and you're going into this silo because of your predisposition to this particular bent of mind, and then everyone is just repeating what you think anyway. So there's nothing new coming
new, and you don't hear any of the arguments on the other side at all. So then when you talk to the people who have a
different, and you tend to demonize everyone.
Well, that's the thing with the news, and this is worth us everyone understanding this, is that my observation, because I've watched both sides of the news, right? You can't avoid both of them because there's a lot of them around, you know. And so my observation is that the Republicans and the Democrats, they're all the same, basically. The Republicans, they spend their whole time attacking how woke the Democrats are and how toxic everything is. And they've got all these long-winded stories based on, like, a video that someone, they take a clip and they say, look at the state of this. And here's another one, and here's another one, and here's another one, and here's another one. And it just goes on and on and on and on, right? And the Democrats do exactly the same thing on the other side. They say, look at these mad Republicans, look at this thing, and this thing, and this thing, and this thing, and this thing, right? And they're all sound bites taken out of context. And then there's another one, and there's another one. But neither side actually bothers talking about their own stuff.
Even real issues, right?
Yeah, they're not talking about, like, what you actually
Not worry about their own stuff. I mean, no one's asking you to talk about your weaknesses, but real issues.
Right? Yeah, like, don't talk about anything.
I was talking to kids recently, right? We have a lot of young people and I was talking to a lot of them, and I said, okay, tell me how many people in your school, like in your friend circle, in your school, whatever, like these are teenagers in high school, my nephews, everyone, how many people in your friend circle are really woke?
Yeah.
Right.
How many transgender people are there?
How many transgender people are there? How many are woke? How many are, you know, doing, you know, 10 genders?
Right.
Very few.
Right.
That's not reality.
Yeah.
They're very few.
Yeah. But it seems like there's a lot if you look at the news.
You look at the news, you think, oh, all Democrats are really worried about their, you know, their
15 genders.
Yeah. Everyone thinks they have 15 genders. I mean, this is like kids, like where wokeism is like apparently quote unquote rampant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are kids, high school kids I'm talking about.
Right.
And they say maybe one or two people in their class. That's it.
Right, right. Is that, how big is the class?
60 people, 50 people, like that.
So it's like about, what is that?
10% at the most.
10% is
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's reasonably high, but it's not that high.
Right. I mean, what I'm saying is 10% would feel that they are non-binary gender.
Okay. I mean, that's higher than it used to be, but still, it's not like 90%.
Yes, like someone, you know, would identify themselves as a cat or whatever instead of a girl, right?
10% do?
No, like one or two people in class, that's it.
One or two people out of 60 think they're a cat.
Not exactly a cat, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
A non-binary gender.
Right.
A non-binary gender.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's good or bad.
I mean, when I was growing
bad.
Up, no one ever said any of this stuff at all.
Right.
It's still more than it used to be.
It's still more than it used to be. But I'm not talking about it being right or wrong. All I'm talking about, people get into a fever about small things.
It gets, what it is the news is very, very good at exaggeration. That's right. What it does. It takes something that, let's say someone talks for an hour, right? They'll scan the whole thing and go, okay, where did they screw up, and say something that can be taken in a particular way that would support a narrative that people already think. They grab that clip, they stick it over here, and they play it on repeat and say, look at what this person said, right? But it might have been they said something on this side and something on that side. You don't know what that is. And this is like a 5-second clip. And people go, oh my God, the whole thing's falling apart.
Right.
This is the end, you know. And what I personally have done, and I don't do this anymore, but I did in the past, is when I saw stuff like that, I would go, let me find the longer clip here and actually watch what they said on either side of it. And I was, when I did that, I was like, I can't believe how evil this news actually is. Because when you take something that really didn't
mean... It's out of context.
Completely out of context. And they do it again and again and again and again. And people believe that that's actually what it was. I mean, you could take our podcast, right, and splice it up into pieces and make all sorts of stories about what we're saying.
Right, you absolutely.
So it's exaggerated. You take something like this and turn up the dial. And then you do it, and then you send out hundreds of thousands of those again and again and again. Right. So it looks to the average person, they look at their phone and go, oh my goodness. I mean, I've seen stuff where you see people fighting and doing random stuff, and you think, is everywhere you turn some random fight and people stealing stuff and breaking things and stealing TVs? But that isn't actually happening.
Yeah, or people think in the US everyone is just taking a gun out and shooting at people.
Well, everyone's wandering around with these big guns in America.
I mean, knock on wood, I haven't really seen guns around.
No, I saw a gun with some elderly guy in a gas station in near Phoenix one time on his hip, and he was a nice, sweet guy. You know, he probably had it there every day since the 1930s or something. You know, but that was it. You know, I've never seen another one.
Right.
And I've been here 17 years.
Right. It's, you know, this before TikTok and before YouTube and before all of this, right? Russian interference in elections was happening in India. So, you know, this is how it used to happen. And I'm going somewhere with this. This is how it used to happen. So in some obscure, very minor newspaper somewhere, right, they will pay someone to print a news story about, let's say, Indira Gandhi.
Right.
Right, Indira Gandhi
yeah,
at that time, right? Yeah. Indira Gandhi did this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then the major news outlets will pick up and say, people are saying this, news is saying this about Indira Gandhi, right?
Right.
And then they will make, they will really amplify that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is how media works, right? They know how to manipulate. They are lots of people sitting there with a lot of research and billions of dollars learning how to manipulate our minds.
And they're very good at it.
Very good at it, right?
Yeah.
But now it's easy to manipulate our minds because there is YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and all of these things. And so social media is there, and there are many people on either side saying lots of things.
Yeah.
So you don't need to pay anyone to print some obscure thing, right? So you just take a few, let's say I'm against transgender people,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not. I'm just saying if, let's say, a particular news outlet is against transgender people, then they will take a few very, you know, out of context kids sharing their transgender stories or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Parents sharing this happened, men might kid transitioned or whatever, right? They will take those and then amplify it and just get everyone into a fever about it.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening, is they get you into a fever about random things.
Yeah, and it gets amplified and amplified and amplified. So it might be this big, but it looks like it's that big.
Right.
You know, and I'll give a funny example of this. There was this one woman, a famous, I can't remember her name actually, but she had a house on the coast in California, right? And someone was taking these pictures of the coastline. It wasn't really anything to do with her in particular. So she said she found out about this and noticed her house was on it. And she made such a fuss that this shouldn't be available, and she took this person to court because she didn't want anyone knowing where she lived. At that time, maybe only about, I think, like 60 people had ever seen it, and they didn't even know her house, and no one cared. But because she made a fuss about it, it got blew up and became this massive court case, which she lost loads of money, and then something like I think 100 million people ended up seeing her house where it was, and she lost loads of money, right? And she got bad publicity, and everyone hated her. So if she'd just done nothing, it would have gone away.
So back to the media, right? Another thing we need to understand about media is worldview,
Right.
right? Every one of us has a worldview. If you have a brain, if you have a soul, if you're a soul, you're in a human body, you have a worldview. You have a worldview based on how you grow up. You have a worldview based on your innate nature also, right? Like innately, some just people are born certain ways, right? You have a worldview based on that. You have a worldview based on your church. You have a worldview based on school. You have a worldview based on the country you're growing up in. All of these things, you have a worldview. Everyone has a worldview,
Right.
right? And the media has, depending on which news outlet you're looking at, they have their own
Yes, a
worldview,
narrative, yeah.
right? And what your worldview is decides your happiness, how happy you are. So if you buy into, because they want to sell eyeballs, right? They want to sell. They want eyeballs on their thing. They want to sell news. They want to sell. It's a commodity. They want to make a buck. Is they are going to manipulate so that you look at it. But if you understand that that's just another worldview, like this is just another worldview. This is just like, let's take Fox News and MSNBC. That's just another worldview. This is just another worldview. And I need to stay out of this worldview. And I need to create a worldview that is going to give me lasting, sustainable happiness. That should be our ultimate aim in life, is how do I create a worldview that's going to give me lasting, sustainable happiness? Because otherwise, you're going to just get sucked into someone's billion-dollar craziness.
Yeah, and they got a lot of money to do it, you know.
Like, let's say slavery, right? If I say most of you don't buy into slavery, and most of you, I tell you, hey, I'm going to sell you into slavery, you'll say, absolutely not. You will do everything in your power not to get into slavery.
Absolutely.
But we are slaves to these worldviews. Why should we be slaves to these worldviews? We are sovereign people. We have freedom,
We do.
and we have to choose properly, and we don't have to choose either. It's not binary like in the United States. You're either a Democrat or a Republican, otherwise you don't go in. No, you can be totally neutral and stay out of it.
What we need is which is the whole point of spiritual knowledge, is like spiritual politics or spiritual, what are the actual spiritual principles that are relevant to our life, you know, because politics is a worldview, right? And we have our own worldview, which is different from politics. And we can do another podcast on this, but what is the internal, what are the laws of the universe and that we can personally abide by, separate from anything to do with any political organization, but like we have our own politics.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do have our own politics, because politics is related to the governing of things and of people and how things managed and distributed and whatever else.
Ultimately, I'm not saying, oh, don't go vote or don't do any of these things. All I'm saying is that don't let people control you.
Yeah, th think about it for yourself. And I think when it comes to any of these worldviews, history is a guiding light. Or because if you've seen certain things playing out in other countries with certain philosophies, it's somewhat of a guide of what's likely to happen if you implement the same type of ideas in a different context. Do you know what I mean? But it just that's the only thing that's a bit different from politics. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. If something's happened somewhere else, right? That's not someone's opinion. That's something that's already happened previously. So, but we can have our own personal politics.
Right. We all should.
Yeah.
It's just that we don't need to get sucked into the news. We don't need to get controlled by them.
No.
And we don't need to feel negative and down.
No.
And just try these two methods.
Yeah, watch the other.
Watch the other side.
Watch both sides. I mean, I have three magazines that I get sent every week. One is what you could consider far left. The other one is what you can consider in the middle. And the other one is what you can consider right or far-ish right. You know, so I've kind of got like all three, right? So I go, okay, what does these people say? What does these people say? And what do these people say? And they're not the same. They're talking about the same story. So I get the same version of the story three times. It's quite funny, actually, to see the different tone, you know, depending on what it is. It's actually amusing. Ultimately, it's probably better if I didn't watch any of it, read it.
Or it doesn't matter, even if you do read it and you do watch it, but you're giving good wishes, pure feelings. These two exercises, right?
Yeah.
Give good wishes, give pure feelings. Just keep giving so that you don't take that negativity. Whoever it is, whatever it is, just keep giving good wishes, keep giving pure feelings. And I really want you to try it and let us know what you think about that.
Yeah, how does it work?
Yes, how does it work? And the second one is a different mindset than you have, totally different. Neutrally watch the other side.
Right. And then also if you talk to people, if you have a particular, you know, political views on things, you'll probably find that what you've been told about how extreme the other side is not what the other side actually is like in real life. Because you only get told the most extreme things that probably aren't true. You know, so normally people say the other side are complete crackheads, like they're absolute most dangerous people in the world and they're going to wreck everything. But if you talk to them, it turns out that they don't want to wreck everything and they actually are quite sensible in certain areas. And it's not that bad. But you were never going to know that if you just watch this one thing. Another thing I've noticed about the news is that realistically any topic, whether it's, you know, like taxation or government policies or immigration or whatever, right? They're extremely complicated topics, but they're really, really, really complicated. And people spend maybe 20 years trying to get their head around what it even means and what the consequences are and what the trade-offs are. And people like us really don't have the time to get a proper grip of what any of this is. Like one topic, immigration, right? You can have a simple idea of what the solution to that is, but we don't really know what exactly all the details. Taxation, what are the pros and cons? What are the pros and cons of various government programs, having them, not having them? What's the, like, welfare and medicine? And it just goes on and on and on. Roads. They're very complicated. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I'd have to read a manual this thick, probably, to get one sense of one topic. And there's no way I'm going to read. It'd be really awful reading. Can you imagine? Government books.
Right.
Really boring bureaucracy. And then another one, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. I would have to probably spend 20 years of my life studying all these things in great detail to get a proper feeling of what the real pros and cons are. And I haven't got the time. So I think what politics and the media tells us one-step solutions to things. That this problem, this is one thing that's going to fix it completely. And this problem has got one thing to fix it completely. And none of that is actually true. because it's not that simple. So that's, I think, another thing that we, when we watch the media, we start to believe that there's one step solution to everything, and there actually isn't.
Right, right.
And the other thing is that when people talk about solutions, apparently, realistically, you can't solve a problem. You can only sort of tweak it, because there's trade-offs. There's, like, if you tax people more, there's a trade-off. And you tax them less, there's a trade-off. It's not like neither of them solve the problem. They just trade it off. If you do one thing, it has this effect. If you do the other thing, it has that effect. So that you actually can never solve anything. You're dealing with continuous trade-offs. But the media never talks about the trade-offs. They only talk about absolute solutions, which you can't have.
And because maybe they're reflecting what the people want to hear.
That people want to, they want to think, okay, which person's going to solve this completely?
Or they will solve it the way I want them to solve it.
Yeah.
Right.
They want the outcome you think,
remember when we went to Iraq war, right?
Yeah.
When we went into Iraq. My boss at that time, which was very unusual, I was working in the university, and my boss at that time was so all about going into war. And he was like, before they come and do something to us here in the United States, we should go there and, you know, do something to them. And I said, which Iraqi has come and done what to you? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what have they done? Right? Well, at that time, everyone believed there were weapons of mass destruction. They weren't weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
No Iraqi came and did anything to anyone in the United States before, after, whatever, nothing happened. Even before the 9/11 was, no, there was zero Iraqis in it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we randomly pick Iraq to go, really, and kill 500,000 people, civilians there?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there were all sides of the debate going on, and actually both sides of the aisle voted for the war. And I remember at that time thinking that you will pick whatever narrative you have in your head.
Mm-hmm.
That this is the narrative I have in my head, so let's go obliterate some random country somewhere and kill all random people.
Well, it's the media industry,
The military-industrial complex, they work with each other,
okay.
Right? They're totally controlling us. The point is not whether it's right or wrong or my opinions on the Iraq war. That's not the point. The point is, in this moment, no one should control us.
Yeah, and I think the way to deal with that is to recognize that there are actually no solutions to anything, really. There's only trade-offs. And we don't know what they are. So anyone who goes around telling us that there's this one thing that's going to solve everything is basically lying, and they're oversimplifying it, and it's just total nonsense. And so in other words, pretty much everything we're told is a lie in that sense. And the other thing just to be aware of is that there's genuine fake news, where people just make up a story, a completely false story that has no basis on anything. That's real fake news. Then you've got misinformation, which is where you're kind of like giving a very skewed some clip out of context or whatever it is. And you've got disinformation, which is where you might suppress stories or move them to the side. Like, we often don't get told things that are important, but we get told things that aren't important. So that's how the media messes with us. They amplify things that are small, make them big. And things that are actually important, they either hide them or they move them to a lower level. So all of this is going on. And so whenever you turn on the news, there's some version of all these things happening. So have fun trying to figure it out if you really want to, but you probably can't figure it out. So it's better.
So just try those two methods. Have good wishes, pure feelings, stay neutral.
So, wow, this is a big topic. And I hope you find peace and joy. So, give us a number.
13.
13. Let's see what we have here. Cheerfulness.
Yay, right?
Yay. So watch the news with cheerfulness. Your connection to God allows you to experience sustained joy. This blissful energy keeps your heart optimistic and your spirits bright. Savoring this source of delight, each day brings forth bountiful blessings and inner harmony. Cheerfulness. So if you can watch the news with cheerfulness, that is a wonderful state of consciousness.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Much love and blessings.